I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The U of I took a first-of-its-kind insurance policy to protect against declining enrollment of students from China. That's according to Inside Higher Ed. The policy provides $60 million of coverage for the colleges of business and engineering. Tuition from Chinese students currently makes up about one-fifth of the revenue for the College of Business. Enrollment of international students nationwide declined over the last 2 years. Yimin Wang recruits and supports international students at Illinois State University. He says the political climate in the U.S. isn't solely to blame for the decline.
During the past 10 years, the number of international students from China have been increasing until 1 to 2 years ago, but that also coincides with the very rapid economic growth in China.
Wang spoke on the 21st. Despite the national decline, he says ISU saw rapid growth in international student enrollment this year, but U of I saw a slight drop. Meanwhile, U of I officials are considering installing walk-through metal detectors at the State Farm Center. Director Kevin Ulestad tells the Champaign News-Gazette this is part of an ongoing security review. If installed, the metal detectors would be permanent and used for all athletic events as well as concerts and shows. In other news, state lawmakers overrode Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of a bill that intends to speed up experimental treatments for Lyme disease. This means penalties for participating physicians have been removed. Jacqueline Driscoll has more.
The legislation has two parts. Part one creates a task force to develop education plans for doctors in treating Lyme disease. Part two, which is the portion of the bill the governor vetoed, allows doctors to treat Lyme disease outside of current protocols put in place by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, doing so without fear of disciplinary action. Republican State Representative Dan Swanson of Alpha cited a rise in tick-borne illnesses, like Lyme disease, across the U.S.
CDC also acknowledges that their estimate may be 10 times underestimated. So in fact, we're growing at a rate of 593,490 tick incidences a year.
The CDC reports that there was a 9% increase in Lyme disease cases across the U.S. in 2017. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
And I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. Last month was the eighth coldest November on record for Illinois. The statewide average temperature was 35 degrees. State climatologist Jim Angel says that's more than 7 degrees below normal.
That kind of reversed the trend that we've seen in recent years, where we've had a stretch of fairly warm Novembers overall. And so very cold and also very snowy with that snowstorm at the very end of the Thanksgiving Day weekend. And so that dropped quite a bit of snow across the region.
Snowfall ranged from about an inch in southeastern Illinois to 15 inches in the Quad Cities. Angel says there's an increased chance for above normal temperatures and precipitation this month. The latest federal report on climate change says crop yields in the Midwest could dip in the coming decades. Harvest Public Media's Madeline Beck has more.
300 experts worked on the federal report. Illinois State climatologist Jim Angel was the lead author for the Midwest chapter. He says increasing rain is already delaying planting.
Too much heavy rain, which increases soil erosion and nutrient loss. And so those are the big headaches right now. Moving forward, we're probably going to see even more impacts on the temperature side, being too hot in the summer for both crops and livestock and people working outside.
Angel adds that hot, soggy weather fosters mold and pests. He says there are ways to dampen the effects, like using cover crops, doing more research into crop genetics, and having better state agriculture weather networks, which help farmers decide planting schedules. Madeline Beck, Harvest Public Media.
We're going to see clouds today with occasional rain showers by this afternoon. Expect a high near 40 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.